dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12-string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, to dream. Let your fears fade away and dare to dream.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. And this is the sixth in a series of shows that I have done and am doing with Dr. Dane here. The beautiful thing about radio today is the fact that it's never ending. It's ad infinitum, which means you can go and listen to any of these shows as though it's happening right now in real time. So if you've missed any part of the six series, I strongly suggest go to DeborahDashinger.com. It's Austrian, so it's DACHINGER.com. Click under interviews. In fact, you can just go to the search engine, write D-A-I-N, Dane. And if you deign to listen to all of them, then chances are your life will probably get better. You'll learn a ton. We've covered so many subjects. It's really been a potent series. And this is what can happen when you step into something. In fact, I've got to learn to stop saying step into, because I'm not there anymore. I'm not living there. It's not even stepping into. It's not even next levels. It's the level. That's exactly how I feel. It's like I'm ready for the level, period. And when you have a knowing about something and you inquire about it, you got to ask in life, right? That's part of the secret of making dreams come true. You got to ask. Ask and ye shall receive. So I asked Dane because I had a feeling, gosh, a six-week series could probably benefit a tremendous amount of people and be so fulfilling to do. It's kind of where I want to live right now. I want to do this sort of stuff. And I also want to say to you, like, so I've made my dream come true. Award-winning syndicated radio show. I'm on seven stations, but I'm very, very excited for the next incarnations. Television, different factions of radio, maybe mainstream radio, whatever it is going to be. I am so there and you come with. You know, we have to keep expanding and growing. And to that end, Wisdom to Success, my new book, is coming out. Got the cover. All the pieces are coming together. Very exciting. And it's called Wisdom to Success, the Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. We're going to talk a little bit about some ways you can move forward. And these are nice, easy, simple. Nice, easy, simple feels so good. I want you to dare to believe. I want you to know you can take a giant leap in your life. Take action. Embrace all you ever desired and all that you deserve. It was Maya Angelou who said, "Life loves to be taken by the lapel and told, 'I am with you, kid. Let's go.'" So one of the things you can do in your life, what can you do to restructure, rechange, organize? My first book, Dare to Dream This Life Counts, bestseller, it won an award, motivational book, and on top of it, it also won a sponsor award. They flew somebody out to organize me for 5 hours. Do not ever underestimate organization. That was life-changing. Totally new energy. I love opening my closet now, by the way. It's pretty radical and awesome. Organization, man, it can change your life. Next, you can be more with less. Now, I read this and I thought, that's a really interesting concept, and something about it called to me. And what I read was that when you check your email first, you're actually doing everyone's important work besides your own. So I wanted to test it out and see, was it a theory that worked or did not? And I have to tell you, it was amazing. So instead of doing what I usually do, run into the phone, computer, and pulling up the email and didn't even open it, did my own work instead. That's right. And what a feeling 1 hour later when I had accomplished that much for an hour. And then I have a choice in an hour or the second hour. Do I look at my email then or not? When you react to messages and shift your schedule based on email, you're not doing your stuff first. You're really not. Check it out. Try it. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, once you make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen. It's true. Every time I have ever aligned with my decision and my dream and started taking steps and seeing the fruition of my steps and the joy and excitement of that, it's amazing. 401k plan, I'm telling you, the universe will invest 100-fold back into you, often with some beautiful surprises that you don't expect. Anatoly France said, chance is the pseudonym God uses when he does not want to sign his name. So what else can you do? You can build relationships. Relationships with your neighbors. Like, do you even know your neighbors? Some of you probably do, and you probably reap the benefits of that. And if you don't, it's amazing. You never know when you're going to need somebody. You never know when the benefit, actually, of having somebody you have a connection with will pay off in a moment, in a smile, in an event. I know that every time I have ever had a job, I have just felt, I'm going to befriend the janitors, the maintenance, the cleaners, anybody in a service position. And when I create a relationship, a caring, sincere relationship, I got to tell you, those are the people you want on your team. How often do you need something fixed, changed, cleaned? And those are the people who remember you when you ask, that person's been very kind to me the whole time I've been here. Not many people recognize those people in service positions. Be one who does create loving relationships. Hey, even with a stranger, if you get in an elevator, instead of looking up at the numbers and pretending they're so fascinating, look over at the person who's there or the people. I do it all the time where I live. I do. Guess I'm known as the really friendly girl. But you never know. You never know those people. It's good to develop relationships. Wayne Dyer said, the unseen energy that was once in Shakespeare or Picasso or Galileo or any human form is also available to all of us. That is because the spirit energy does not die. It simply changes form. My guest today is Dr. Dane Heer, who is here for part two, change your money situation by paying you and receiving from everything. Dane is an international speaker, author, facilitator of advanced access consciousness workshops worldwide. His unique and transforming points of view on bodies, money, future, sex, and relationships transcend everything currently being taught. Dr. Heer hosts a regular radio show on two networks, has been a guest of multiple radio and TV shows. He was featured on the cover of Insight magazine. He's the author of 9 books on the topics of embodiment, healing, money, and relationships, including his latest book, Being You, Changing the World. And if you want more information, go to his website because he teaches classes worldwide. Dr. Dane, D-A-I-N, here, H-E-E-R.com. Or we put together a special package. Go check it out. And to those who have been purchasing there, congratulations, because you just got 92% off. You got an amazing package that will carry you through. It is DeborahDashinger.com/access. DeborahDashinger.com/access. And I bring Dr. Dane here back to the Dare to Dream show. Howdy, Dane.
Hey, Debbie, how you doing tonight, today, whatever it is, whatever time it is, how you doing?
I have a little bit of separation anxiety in advance of this being our last show. I just want to express some gratitude to you for doing this with me, for feeling this and all that we've created, because it's been beautiful, the feedback. I am so grateful to you. I know it's not the end of the line for us, but wah, wah. I'm a little sad that tonight's our last show.
I know. I hear you. And thank you. You know, it's like, I think one of the coolest things that has been for me from the time that I met you was the willingness that you had to contribute to other people and see their lives change. And for you, like me, getting that feedback truly is the gift. You know, it really is the gift for doing this kind of work, because that's why we're here, you know? So I'm thrilled to be doing this. I'm a little bummed that this is our last in this Six Call Series 2, so I wonder what else we're going to have to create in the future just to stay happy.
Exactly. And hopefully people will let us know what they desire, because then we can fulfill those desires in a way that works for us too. What a great time to talk about money. Anyone who's wondering, again, go back to DeborahDashinger.com to interviews, listen to the money part one. Oh, I took notes. There was a ton of amazing, brilliant information there, how you can handle and shift your money. So I do, Dane, want to ask you, because the title is Change Your Money Situation by Paying You and Receiving from Everything. That word, receiving. From your perspective, what does that mean? What can you describe what receiving looks like, feels like?
Well, in a sense, receiving is really where you have the keys to the whole kingdom. And it's, in essence, a lot of people have misidentified that receiving is when you have something like receiving judgment, for example, that you bring it in and you make it real and you are, sometimes you're the effect of whatever comes in. Receiving is actually allowing whatever it is to flow through your life, picking whatever it is out of the stream that will contribute to you, acknowledging the rest as being exactly what it is and letting it move on by. And I think a lot of us have put up the barriers and the walls to receiving because we've thought that that meant, oh, I've got to, and because there's so much unhappiness around us we didn't want to receive. There's so much abuse that we've experienced that we didn't want to receive. There's so much unkindness and so much poverty and, you know, and so much pain and suffering. We thought, well, I don't want to receive. I don't want to receive this. This is yucky. But receiving is the space where you, where it is actually a space, and you actually just allow it to come in, flow through, and move on. And you don't feel separate. You don't feel less than by anything that comes in. And it's a sense of actually having a sense of peace, because you realize you can be in the presence of anything, receive it for what it is and how it is, and not be tarnished, not be hurt, and not be destroyed by it.
That's very curious. For example, if somebody comes at you, let's say, with a lot of judgment and you want to have a reaction, so instead you would just receive that, but how would you handle that transaction?
Well, there's a tool you really want to start instituting and implementing. It's called Interesting Point of View. I have that point of view. And interesting point of view, they have that point of view. And interesting point of view that I have a point of view about them having that point of view. You know, because I got to tell you, talk about receiving judgment. Oh, my goodness. I mean, from the time I was a little kid growing up in the ghetto, literally, it was like I was the only white kid you saw. And I received so much judgment for being that different, and it was my skin color. And, you know, so when people talk to me about racism, I'm like, man, I know what you're talking about. And it's possible that even when somebody's directing huge amounts of judgment at you, that if you're willing to go, wow, isn't it interesting that this person feels the necessity to do that? Isn't it interesting that I feel the necessity to react? What would happen if I didn't? What would happen if, instead of aligning and agreeing and resisting and reacting to it, what if I were just an allowance of it? Which allowance is where everything can just be an interesting point of view. It's actually part of the brilliance and the beauty of Forrest Gump. You know how his life just worked no matter what he did? It always turned out better for him than anybody else?
Exactly, yes.
Well, and you know why? It's like his point of view is life is a box of chocolates. You know, it's like you get some good ones, you get some bad ones, you know, and basically he functioned from interesting point of view. And I know it sounds so funny, but the reason I think Forrest Gump and looking at that touched so many of us is because we've known people like that and we've been like that at certain times in our lives, and it reminded us of the miracle that could occur if we'd be willing to be that in a lot more of our lives.
Oh, what a great example. So that's something I can utilize. An interesting point of view. I have that point of view. Interesting point of view. They have that point of view. And you can go on and on with that until that clears and lifts. And there are people who are working on their self-development. They're working on their spirituality. And yet, they're ignoring their money while doing it. What can they do? How can they incorporate the money into who they are and that desire to be here for others in the planet, all into one?
Yes. Well, let me give you a couple of interesting points of view I have about this particular subject. Number one, if you're working on your quote-unquote spirituality and your personal growth, let me ask you a question. Can you change the world for the greater? Can you change it more with money or without money?
Definitely with money.
Definitely with money. I mean, I can't tell you the number of times where I was working on my spiritual path that I wasn't willing to receive the money because I put up so many barriers to receiving. And as a side note, you can't put up barriers to receiving unkindness and also be able to receive money. See, you have to be, a barrier is just a dumb, stupid wall. It doesn't know to keep out unkindness and keep out abuse and let in money and let in happiness. When you put up a barrier, you're the one who's trapped behind the barrier. That's where I was 13 years ago before coming to Access Consciousness and realizing, wait a minute, there's a totally different way that I can be in the world. And that's what I'm interested in sharing with people. So that thing of, can you change the world more with money or without money? It's like I was at this place where the number of times somebody would say, hey, you know what, can you help me do this? And I realized it would change their life if I could help them go on this trip, or if I could help them do this seminar, or if I could buy them this book or contribute to them in some way, but I didn't have the money to do it. And I realized that, wow, I'm really limiting the change that I can create by my judgments of money. So here's the other thing. Get over your judgments of money, of people who have money, and get over your judgments of having money yourself. And one of the things that happened for me that changed this is a few years ago, my money situation started improving as soon as I had come to Access Consciousness, because one of the primary things that we did one of the primary things I received from it was get tools to actually get out of judgment of everything in my life. And it's weird that when you get over judging your childhood, for example, more money starts to flow. When you get over judging your family and your relatives and you in relationship to them, more money starts to flow, even though you're not specifically working on money. Because when you decrease the level of judgment in your life, you decrease the level of fixed points of view in your life, and you decrease what keeps away receiving. One of the things the founder of Access, Gary Douglas, said to me in our first, one time when I asked him, I said, look, I've got a money issue, Gary. And he says, there's no such thing as a money issue. There's only an issue in what you're willing to receive or not. And I went, what? I'm like, I've been saying I have a money issue all my life. He went, I know. Part of the reason it's not changing. And I went, what? He's like, look, as you get over what you're not willing to receive, as you get over your judgments of the parts of you you're not willing to receive, you'll start allowing way more money to show up. And I went, oh my gosh. And a few years after that, because my money situation indeed changed, I had a nephew who was going to, when he was in kindergarten, he loved it. And he was already able to draw dinosaurs in kindergarten and classify them and tell you the different aspects of them and tell you, I was like, man, this kid is brilliant. One of these humanoid kids, you know, one of these kids who is just here to change the world, and he's got the brilliance to do it. Well, he went to first grade, and the teacher there was into discipline, not reward. And so you would start out the day neutral. If you did something the teacher didn't like, they'd give you a yellow card. If you did the second thing they didn't like asking questions, then you'd get a red card, and you couldn't go to lunch, and you couldn't go to recess. Well, he was getting a red card every single day because he was always asking questions because he was so curious, and it was made so wrong for it. My sister, and literally, this kid was coming home with his shoulder slumped, starting to become depressed in first friggin' grade. And I said to her, I said, look, you find him a different school. You find him a private school, because when you're paying for it, you can determine more of what goes on. Look for a private school. And she said, look, I can't afford a private school. I said, you're not paying for it. I am. And she went, I can't let you do that. I said, this is between me and him. She literally found him a school. His first day there, he came back. His shoulders were back. He was literally inches taller, had a smile on his face. And he said, oh, my gosh, Mom, the teacher wants to know everything I know. And she keeps asking, and she keeps letting me ask every question I want to ask. And she knows so much, and she really likes me. And it literally changed his whole world. If I'd been in the financial situation I'd been in before coming to Access, there's no way I would have been able to contribute to his life. And the reason I tell that story is because I'd like people to get, there's actually a purpose for having money that goes way beyond what you thought. It's actually a way you can contribute to the greatness in the world you'd like to see.
Contribute to the greatness in the world, which is a perfect response to that question. People who are working on their self-development and spirituality who actually are here to do just that, there's your solution. When you change your point of view that this isn't just for you, this is also for others and for the planet at large, well, go make that money. So let's take a call. Let's get this started. And we'll do some clearings here. And we're going to welcome Pat to the Dare to Dream Radio Show. And Pat, welcome. Do you have a question regarding money?
Yes. I didn't think that I had a money problem until I got laid off 7 years ago. And then since then, I've gone through my life savings and most of my IRA. And I discovered Access about a year and a half ago. And I think I'm getting much better with releasing judgment and with receiving. And it's the money is starting to improve. And I'd really like it to go faster. And I've been looking so much at it that I don't know if I have a choosing problem, a receiving problem, a having problem, a judgment problem, or if I'm just making the whole thing too significant.
Well, help. Can I ask a question, Pat?
Sure.
What if you don't actually have a problem?
Hmm.
What if that's the lie that's sticking you, is that you somehow have a problem?
Hmm.
So, you got laid off 7 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
What decision did you make at that time or around that time that is still sticking you now?
Well, the decision I made was not to go back into corporate, and that certainly has had a financial impact on me, and I think I still think it's the right decision.
Well, that wasn't the only decision you made. What other decision did you make that you have never acknowledged? Or that you may never have acknowledged, I should say. What's that decision?
I'm getting something around being willing to have less money in order to not be in corporate any longer.
Cool. So wherever you decided that if you weren't going to be in corporate, you were going to have less money, and that if you were in corporate, you would have the money, but you hated it, but you would have the money, and in order to have money, you have to do something you hate called corporate, will you please destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Wrong, good and bad, pot and pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and mouths. Let me ask you another question. Who else's points of view did you buy about that situation?
Oh, boy, everybody's. My parents,
cool.
For sure. Yeah, lots of people's.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's one thing that we want to do with you, and the thing about this processing that we're doing is it will actually work on everybody else, which is one of the wonderful parts about it. So number one, all the points of view that you bought from everybody else, because what happens is in that situation, like you'll tell somebody who's even just an acquaintance, and in their head they'll go, oh my God, I'm so glad that didn't happen to me. I would be devastated. I would be making no money. I would be so scared, blah, blah, blah. And they don't even say it out loud to you. They just think it, but you pick up on that energy, and then you're thinking it because you're not aware of what goes on in other people's worlds. So everything you did to buy all that stuff that you were aware of as yours and as real and true because you could feel it or perceive it, we destroy it and create it, please.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Baby. Okay.
Ooh, that was big.
There's a lot of energy on that one. And now the interesting thing about that, too, is that all the other people that are listening right now and all the other people that will be listening, you can also feel it as it runs on them. And a lot of people have done that. They bought these points of view about how things are and how they're not. And they buy these things because they can perceive them in other people's heads and other people's worlds, and they think they're theirs. So the next thing, then, is all the projections, the expectations, the separations, the judgments, and the rejections that you have from this whole situation that you've just been accumulating. Will you just run and create it, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Whew. Okay, so how's that feeling in your world?
Definitely lighter and kind of jumbled up at the moment.
Okay, when you say jumbled up, what do you mean?
Feels like everything's kind of reorganizing.
Cool. And that's really what we're looking for is for the lightness, number one, because what's true makes you feel lighter. A lie always makes you feel heavier. And so we're looking for the lightness, number one, but also the everything rearranging is another part of what we're hoping to get, because if everything can rearrange, then you're not stuck with anything that was yesterday, and you don't have to carry any point of view forward. So one other thing I'd like to address really quick, and that is one of the things that we found, and when I say we, I mean the founder of Access, Gary, and I have these conversations continuously, and we'll have somebody in class who asks us a question, and we'll explore what is keeping people stuck, but also how we can get them unstuck in the quickest way possible. And one of the things that we came to as an awareness is that people do this thing called glumping things together. It's like they take it's almost like a Picasso painting made out of ugly colors of concrete. It's like they take a nose from someone and they take somebody else's ear and somebody else's butt cheek and somebody else's, and all this stuff, and they put it together as though it is what is. So in other words, what happens is you'll take all those points of view that people have that they projected about, oh my gosh, if this were happening to me, it'd be so bad, blah, 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 blah. So you take all of that, and you're aware of that, and you glump that with the global financial crisis occurring shortly after this thing occurred for you, and you glump that with what your mother said about, oh, you'll never make it because you're a woman. And so all of these things that you've glumped together regarding money, will you now destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. And I've got a process for you and also everybody listening, and I'm hoping that it will literally start to change the foundation of what creates this money limitation. I've actually got two. One of them is going to, I'll start with one and then we may get to the other, but one of the things that we found is that what's actually happening is you're using your capacity to create to invoke limitation. Which is like, what? I thought creation was creative. Yeah, so did I. Because I kept looking at where people would keep creating the same money situation or the same limitation with money over and over and over once they made some decision. And I never figured out what the decision was. But this process will hopefully help. So what creation are you using to invoke the poverty you are choosing? Everything that is. I'm the gazillion. Will you just run and create it, please?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. Ow! Okay, that's got a lot of energy to it. And I know that, you know, you may or may not consider yourself in a state of poverty, but anything less than a state of abundance, when you don't have that sense of the free flow of energy, money, possibilities, that's living in poverty. And most people on this planet at this time live from that place. Even people, I mean, I've worked with people who have $10 million in the bank and people who have $10 in the bank. And it's amazing how the people who have $10 million in the bank will have the same sense of poverty that somebody with $10 does. It's not necessarily ever the amount of money you have. It's how you are with your money and how you are with yourself about money and everything else. So what creation are you using to invoke the poverty you are choosing? Everything that is times a gazillion, way to destroy and create it, please.
Yes.
right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Okay, Pat, how's that feeling in your world?
Quite a bit better, Dane. Thank you so much.
Well, you're so welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. What a gift your willingness to talk about this is for other people. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Amazing. Oh, I was listening to her, and I had this memory growing up. You know, I was an actress for most of my life, actress and a singer, and this memory of my mom telling me this story over and over again. I wanted to be an actress too, but your grandfather would not let me because I could never make money at it. So he forced me to go into the world and I became a music teacher. It's like, whoa. And here I was going out to be an actress. And hearing you guys do that process, woof, that just, I threw that into the bucket. Let's let that one go right now. That was so
Definitely potent. Say thank you, Mom, for letting me know I can follow my dreams.
Exactly. Oof. And for everybody who's out there saying, what was that process? What was that process? He said, what creation are you using to invoke the poverty you are choosing? And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you destroy
it? Times a godzillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
And with that, we're going to take a very quick break. We'll be right back. This is Only Love by the Luminaries.
Only love can set you free. Only love can set you free. Only love can set you free.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
This is Debbie Dashinger. Welcome back to the Dare to Dream radio show. And if you're just tuning in, I'm on tonight with Dr. Dane here, who is the co-founder of Access Consciousness. And you're just getting the tip of the iceberg. So if you're liking what you're experiencing, there's lots more on the other side of this. How about awakening what you truly be, creating the world you know is possible? I'm going to tell you about the package that Dane and I put together for you. For this, it's retail value. I'm just going to tell you right up front, it's $1,143, and we put together this package for $97. And this is how you can create the life that you know is possible. There is clearing statements for creating your dreams and achieving your targets. There is my best-selling book, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts. There is Dare to Dream, video coaching series. Takes you through your dreams to the end. How to get interviewed on radio and be influential. Attaining your targets and goals. Setting success. Audio of motivation and encouragement. And affirmations. We've got Dane's Welcome to Paradise, which is pretty spectacular. We've got the Dare to Dream keynote speech, The World of Abundance. And we've got the amazing four MP3s that Dane and I did together in a day, which is literally deals with every subject. And if you like the clearings, think about getting three sets of those with one MP3 dedicated to just the clearing statements. So literally, that's over $1,000, 90-something% off this time only. Go to deborahdashinger.com/access. deborahdashinger.com/access. And we're back now with more with Dane, and we're going to bring on another caller. And let's welcome Brent to the Dare to Dream show. Hi, Brent. How are you?
Hi, Debbie. Good. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us. Love to have the male energy here with us. And what question do you have regarding money?
Well, Dr. Dan, first off, I want to thank you for everything you and Gary have been teaching. It's incredible. But I have a lot of questions, but one of them that narrowed down to is when you guys say to ask a question every day, say, what can I do, have, generate, and create today that will bring money today and in the future? I think I understand what you guys mean by create, but what do you mean by generate? Is it just
generate? Well, I'll give you a little sort of really quick primer on that, and that's basic. And first of all, thank you, and you're welcome. Second, generate. Basically, if you think about generate, create, and institute, generate, you could think of it as start, change, and maintain. Generate is the energy that is sort of that germinal point of what will eventually lead to creation, which is something showing up in physical reality, something actualizing into reality. So generating is actually allowing the energy that you are combined with something called the quantum entanglements of the universe, which have you heard of string theory, where, you know, they say, you know, that a butterfly flapping its wings in Tokyo changes the weather in New York, that kind of idea.
Yeah.
Well, it's literally starting to ask of the quantum entanglements, which is what that theory speaks to actually help create and help bring more money into your life. And so this generation is kind of like somebody who's a really good generator, for example, would be like a Richard Branson. He's always got these ideas for what will create more possibilities, but how we can also turn them into greater financial reality. The guy who created the Dyson vacuum, you know, has these great ideas, has got great people working with him, great engineers, but that generation is a germinal idea. Creation is bringing it into physical reality. An institution is maintaining it, keeping it up, doing what you need to do to make sure that it stays in the world and moves forward in the world. Does that help?
Yeah, and then if I could really quick, what would you suggest as far as in this relationship with our bodies, can we be or to help, how can our bodies help us generate or create more money in our lives?
Well, the thing that you want to realize is your body is actually the one that's the primary consumer of all things financial, like clothing, food, you know, nice cars, nice stuff. It's like you, the being, are okay without it. You're like, I don't really care about money, but your body's like, dude, I need it because I'd really like to live in a nice house. You, the being, are like, I can live anywhere I want. And so what happens is there's been this disconnect created between us and our bodies, and there should be an awareness that you are not your body. In other words, if you were to close your eyes and go out and touch the outside edges of you, okay, now go 100 yards further. Are you there too? Now go 100 miles further. Are you there too?
Yep.
And if you go 100,000 miles further in all directions, are you there too?
Yeah,
and it's like, and notice it's interesting when I said go out 100,000 miles further in all directions. Notice there was sort of this sense of space, like this sense of relief, like almost this involuntary deepening of breath. Well, the reason for that is because that actually acknowledges the space of the being you are. What happens when we start to get stressed about finances and some other huge things in particular, you know, relationships, disease, or anything like that, we tend to bring ourselves really close. We contract the space that we should naturally be able to occupy into something that's a lot less. And so if you just every time you ponder anything about money or anything else, just go, okay, I'm gonna expand out 100,000 miles in all directions right now. And the thing is, you as a being can do it as quick as the snap of your fingers if you'll just ask. You don't have to visualize it. You can just ask to be it. and you'll notice you'll get that same sense of relaxation. Well, that's an indication your body's giving you of when it and you are in a receptive mode rather than one of those barrier modes that's keeping out receiving.
Wow.
That's one thing, okay? And it's weird because it's the exact opposite of where most people try to create money from. Most people try to create money from this frantic thing because nobody's ever taught us how to be with it. Nobody's ever taught us how to create it. So if you realize that it occurs more from this sense of space and ease, and then also a lot of times this sort of childish, giddy excitement that, or enthusiasm, that's another place that it gets created from. So if you have that space, the ease, and the sort of what we've learned to call childlike excitement and enthusiasm about living, that's a recipe for being able to create money at any time, no matter what's going on. Most of us, unfortunately, tend to give that up in favor of trying to act like everybody else around us. And the difficulty is we've never been given the tools. We've never been taught, hey, here's what it actually is. Here's how to actually create money. Here's how to create money without losing your soul. Here's how to create money with actually creating more for you and more of you in the process. And that's what I'd like people to know is, hey, there's a totally different paradigm available. What if we started embracing that?
Wow. Awesome. Wow. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Thanks for the call, Brent.
Bye.
More for you and more of you. That, and thanks for that expansion, by the way. That always feels so marvelous to remember who we are.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? I mean, you know, with the question that he asked, and, oh, the other thing that I was going to say before I forget, because I sort of have this CRS thing going on. For those of you who have it, you know what I mean. It's can't remember stuff very well. And it's what you want to ask is, hey, body, what do you know that would allow us to make more money? And you may get an awareness of something, may take a while before you get an awareness of something, but one day you remember having asked that question and you realize your body gave you the answer and it will actually help you change your financial situation. But the other thing I was going to say is all he did was he said, look, okay, you know, in asking that question, and we just went out to that space, that 100,000 miles, and all of a sudden you feel sort of the room or the world around us that we're connected to right now relax. Because in actuality, that's the space we should always be able to occupy. It's just that we've been taught that we can't. So one of the things I love about Access is it actually allows you to walk around the world with a lot more of that space, a lot more of the time.
A lot more of the space, a lot more of the time. And Lauren, we're going to bring Lauren onto the show about money with Dr. Dane here. Hi, Lauren. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Lauren.
Do you have a question regarding there. Money?
I do. Oh, my goodness. I have so many questions. Thank you so much, Dr. Dean. This is, I so enjoyed the information and the sharing. And I'm integrating what you were just answering from the previous question, because my question is about flow. And I can so relate to all of your past stories and so the desire to use the money, which ultimately creates options and gives you choices in how you can contribute and make the world a greater place. Yet if there's a stop and start energy around it, how to stay in that flow?
Yes. Okay. Give me a specific, please.
In my own world, I've been very blessed and lived a rather charmed life where I've been able to create quite an abundance, and then it stops.
Wait a minute. Hold a moment, please. Hold on. You're getting too far along past the point of what's important. Okay, so. Wait a minute. You said, I've been able to create abundance, and then it stops. Okay, does it stop, or do you stop something that allows it to stop?
I'm going to go with the latter.
Yeah.
I was going to take a wild guess here, right?
Yeah, good choice. Because you're like, no, I am the one person for whom random acts occur. It is not me. For everyone else, it is. Okay, so... let's look at this for a moment. So what is it that occurs what is it that occurs? What is it that occurs for you that makes you stop what's going on? Can I ask you a question?
May you? Certainly.
Thank you. May I? Yes. Do you get too darn excited and have too much energy and too much ease and start feeling like you might be spinning blindly out of control and be so different that you won't recognize yourself and not have the same connection to any other people anymore if you keep going and it'll be too easy for you and it's really hard for them, so you better not do it, so I'll stop? Or anything like that?
Not consciously, but I'm going to take another wild leap here and say, yeah, I'm guessing there's some of that in there, if not all.
Okay, so look at it, and the reason, and don't give me the answer that you think I want, because if it's not that, then it's something else. I have no idea what that is, but, you know, the thing is, it's like we need to address what's actually going on for you specifically, because when we can address that energy specifically, then we give you sort of, we can unlock it that way. Does that make sense?
So, yes, it does. And so let me share with you what's coming up now is the fear of not being able to continue that.
Okay. Well, the fear of what? What are you?
Having,
yeah. Okay.
I'm just telling you what came.
I know, and I'm just torturing you verbally over the airwaves. So,
well, then I'll be okay. Then I thank you for that.
Thank you for your willingness. I'm grateful. So let me ask you a question. True, do you truly have fear?
Again, not consciously.
No, you don't have it consciously, cognitively, or any other way. So would you like me to prove to you that you don't truly have fear?
Sure.
You and everybody else listening who thinks they have fear, and I believe me, I understand because my life was run by it 13 years ago. And I'm going to tell you, fear is always alive for an infinite being. So what happens to you in an emergency situation? Do you fall apart, or do you get calm, cool, and collected and handle the situation?
No, I'm a calm, cool, and collected handler.
Uh-huh. And then if you fall apart, you always fall apart later to prove that you are indeed as afraid as you're supposed to be. So everything you've done to buy the lie that you actually have fear, when you don't, will you destroy it greater, please?
Yeah.
Time's a gazillion, right? Wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Okay. So you said you have the fear that you won't be able to continue that. Is that actually true, or is that a lie that you've been buying?
Honestly, I hadn't had the thought of that until I asked you the question, and then that's what came up.
No, I get it, so I'm asking you to look at it now. Is it true
okay.
that you had that fear, or is that a lie that you've been buying? That, what's that answer?
It's a lie.
Okay, and when, how, so just look, first answer that comes to mind, or first sense or awareness. How old were you when you first bought that lie as true and made it real and true?
7.
Okay, everything that happened at 7, and 6, and 5, and 4, and 3, and 2, and all that, and will you now destroy and uncreate it, please? And return it to sender with consciousness attached. But a yes? Thank you. Time's a gazillion,
yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, shorts, boys, meons. Because what you want to realize is, like I was speaking to Pat about, what happens is all these people have all these points of view, and like, let's say you're a little kid, and let's say you perceive your mom starting to make money, and yet she's got in her head, oh my God, I don't think I can continue doing this because all of my resources, or I've tapped in all my friends or whatever, or you feel your dad doing that, or someone. And all of a sudden, that gets locked in as what occurs when you start having a certain level of financial success. And you start creating that as your reality because you perceived it then and bought it as yours, and nobody ever gave you the tool that 98% of the stuff you think isn't actually yours. You're just picking it up. Does that make sense?
Perfectly.
Cool. So all that stuff that you picked up around money that isn't even yours, that you've been making real and true, will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yes. Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Hey, how's that feeling in your world, my dear?
A little unsettling.
Yeah. Well, can you understand if this? So, how much has that one point of view, that one thing that you knew would be able to hold you down, or keep you back, or hold you in a particular place, or whatever, or define your relationship to money? How unsettling would it be to have that disappear?
I think I'd be dancing around the world. I should be elated and jumping for joy.
Exactly. So here's my, you would. So here's my question. Is this your unsettled point of view, or is this somebody else's unsettled point of view?
Mm.
And let me ask you another question. What would happen that you're not willing to happen, to have happen? What would happen if you truly change this, that right now you're not willing to have happen?
No, I believe right now I am very willing to have happen. And there is, because
yeah,
there is no one at this point who, there is no one who deserves that power. That's for sure.
Okay, I get that, but you got to get that you sometimes have to undo what has been there before you can get to what you know should be there and could be there.
Okay.
So in looking at this, see, what you want to do is you want to just jump to the solution, which is great when you can. But what you've been doing, unfortunately, is having this other stuff behind everything else, getting in the way of everything else, so that it doesn't give you just the choice to jump. Because every time you go to jump, you go, oh my God, I'm so afraid. I won't be able to maintain my jump. But if none of that is your point of view, who's not jumping are you maintaining instead of your jumping? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So everything that is that you bought is yours, and everything you're not willing to have happen, everyone you're not willing to lose connection with, that you know if you had ease with money and let this thing go, you would lose connection with, will you destroy and create it, please?
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And I know it sounds weird, but literally, we create our relationships with people based on these particular tracks of energy, if you will, that we create with them. And oftentimes what happens is we don't, because we know that if we actually have an ease with money, it will change our relationship, we won't go there. We won't have this ease with money. We go back continuously to this place that was so stressful, so unhappy, so non-ease-filled, so we can prove that we are who we were to them, or prove who we were to ourselves, rather than going, forget who I used to be, I'm going to be someone different, and realize that if it changes your relationship to you or changes your relationship to them, it will always be for the greater. So everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, not be, and receive that, will you destroy and create it, please?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And I have one more question for you. What is it you've decided you need to hear, or that I need to say, or that someone needs to tell you that is the thing, the one thing that will, the one sentence that will set you totally free? That if you don't hear it, you're not going to allow yourself to choose whatever that is. Or have you decided that there's one thing that you must hear because you've decided what it is and decided what it isn't? Or anywhere somebody else decided what it was and what it wasn't, and you picked it up from them and have been thinking it's yours, will you destroy and create it, please?
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And the reason I bring that up is because what a lot of us have is we have this idea of, here's what you need to tell me, and here's the way you need to tell me in order to change this. And if the person working to help you change it doesn't say exactly that in that way, and of course, you don't know what it is cognitively, you just know you're like, you need to tell me this. But if they don't say it in exactly that way, a lot of times we won't let the information in and we won't let the situation change. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so how's it feeling now? Less confused, more confused, lighter, heavier?
Tingly. Tingly.
What's that?
Tingly.
Say again?
Tingly.
Gotcha. Cool. Okay, so that's an indication that more is actually starting to flow. What may happen is there may be a point at which you feel like you start getting angry or pissed off at either you, your money situation, me, the world. That's actually a really good thing, because what that is, you want to ask, is this anger or is this the potency that I require to finally change this? And am I finally willing to have it? In other words, can I no longer hide myself from the potency that I have in this area? So don't make it a wrongness. And that doesn't have to occur, but it may, because any time when you've been suppressing a large part of what's true for you and trying to make what's true for other people true for you, a lot of times that can come up as sort of this natural way of getting you to go, no more, I'm not buying anybody else's stuff, I'm going to do what's true for me now. Okay, so if that comes up, will you just ask, is this anger or potency, and how can I use this to create a lot more money?
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome.
Okay. I hope that was helpful. How's it feeling now?
Still tingling. Feels very good, actually.
Cool. Awesome. So what if this could be your... You're so welcome. And, you know, what if this could be your relationship with money now? And rather than relationship, your connection with money. It'd be something that's tingly and awesome where you could just move forward into it as far, as fast, and as wonderfully as possible. Everything that doesn't allow it, can we destroy it and create it, please?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Mm. That was, thanks, Lauren. That was so great, so great, so great. And we have under a minute, but for everybody who wanted so much to come on as a caller, we were deluged with people for this and just couldn't take them all for 1 hour. But I want to get one in there and maybe you can give them all something, because money problems often in their experience from all the emails I got with details. Wow, details about lives and money. Money problems get in the way of people's dreams coming true. And that could be taking a trip, taking access classes, buying a home, changing whatever that is significant or a dream come true. And it often, creates this big disappointment and they're out. What is there a clearing you can give people to free them up from that being an obstacle between them and that which they desire and require?
What am I refusing to receive that I truly could receive, that if I would receive it, would set me free to have all the money and joyful living I would truly like to be? Everything that is, times a gazillion, we destroy and create it, please.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, truth, boys, me on. So one more time, what are you refusing to receive that you truly could receive, that if you would allow yourself to receive it, would set you free to have and be all the money and joyful living you'd truly like to have and be? Everything that is, everything that doesn't allow it, times a gazillion. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pock, shorts, boys, and meons. And please, if you can listen to the replay of this, write down these processes, run them over and over and over. You'll literally start to notice your money situation changing. Might take a little while just with these two or three or four processes, but listen to the show again because that will change things. It'll give you information. And also run these processes and literally things will start to change.
Thank you, Dane, for this amazing series, and I can't wait for what we create together next.
Thank you, Debbie. Me too. It's so friggin' cool. I just love creating with you, and it's so cool to, you know, get the feedback of the impact it's had on other people, and just such a gift. Thank you so much, and I'm so grateful, and thank you to all the callers who've called in on these and the other two calls that we did callers on. You guys are such a gift. Thank you for your vulnerability and your courage to move forward into something far greater. And what if you, truly being you, are the gift and the change this world requires?
A special thanks to my guest, Dr. Dane Heer. For more information, go to DeborahDashinger.com/access. And I end today's show with this quote from Mark Twain. Keep away from people who try to belittle your ambitions. Small people always do that. But the really great make you feel that you too can become great. The secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, email Debbie at indie100.com. That's D-E-B-B-I at I-N-D-I-E-100.com. Keep your excellent comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert in goal achievement, a radio and TV personality, featured in magazines, a best-selling author, and keynote speaker. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to www.deborahdashinger.com. That's www.deborahdashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, and products teaching the secret steps to make your dream come true. Get Debbie's best-selling book, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, on Amazon and at bookstores. Listen for the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dreams will manifest. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?